Well, we have one more wonderful poet, and her name is Cheryl Perrault. She has her own open mic in Hopkinton at the cable station, and that'll start up again in September on the 21st. And they welcome both spoken word artists and musicians. And as I said, Cheryl's a wonderful poet, and I'm glad she's here tonight. Give her a big welcome. Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Oh, yes, that's great. That's terrific. Suzanne, congratulations on your published poems. That's a good story. What a wonderful evening here. Thank you, Ellen and Mark and Ira and Al Gould for your feature, wonderful feature. Earlier this summer, there was one day I had to go to two memorial services for friends in the same day. So that was quite a day. At the end of the day, I went outside to the backyard just to decompress a bit. And it was dark and a little cooler then, and it seemed like there were thousands of fireflies everywhere. And I had the good fortune to put out my hand, and one of them came right up to me, and we had the chance to meet. I wrote this piece a few years ago when a cousin of mine passed away in her 50s unexpectedly after illness, and I used to spend a lot of time with her in the summers as a child. And this is called Fireflies Over Water. Do you remember the summers we spent on Silver Lake? And do you remember how sometimes we would sit on the wharf at night together? We'd sit very still in the dark and hear sounds like the lap and the ripple of the water beneath us, the call of the distant loon, and the occasional jumping of a late-night catfish. We would also look for the familiar glow of the stars and the moon up above, and the similar shine of the fireflies that would hover over water. Do you remember how those fireflies used to sparkle and fly and dip and shine out there? Sometimes we'd swear they were our own shooting stars, and we could truly almost touch them. Now, although the years have gone by, I still see those fireflies, and they still shine and remind me of those summers and of having you in my life. I'm wondering how you've been, wondering where you are, wonder if you still look up above and see the same bright stars that sparkle and shine, like fireflies that fly over water. How bright they dance and burn in our eyes and go on to glow in our hearts. Haven't heard from you for a while. They say things have been kind of rough, so I'll light this candle in your name and send a prayer to who's listening above. The candle's flame, how it flickers and shines, like the fireflies that fly over water. How bright they dance and burn in our eyes and go on to glow in our heart. Do you ever remember on a warm summer's night the fireflies that hover over Silver Lake's water and give such a light? We don't know how long they go on to glow in our life, but they each offer promise in their love and their light as they dance and turn and they burn and they shine and go on to linger in our hearts and our minds, like the fireflies that fly over water. These days I don't have a word to hang on, not a letter, not a call, not a clue. All I have at this point are my memories of the good times that I've spent with you. These memories will always go on to shine, like fireflies that fly over water. How bright they dance and burn in our eyes, and go on to glow in our heart. Thank you.
Help me.
Thank you for that beautiful piece. One more hand, please, for Cheryl Perrault.